I'm here today with Penny Lee, who is running for the SIPOA Board of Directors. Penny, if you could please tell us a little about yourself and why you would like to serve on the board.
Sure. I'm married to Jim Brown, my husband, and we have a 14-year-old daughter, Piper. We just moved down full-time to Seabrook in August of this year. Prior to that, we had owned a home for 10 years, and we had been coming down on vacation. I've just retired from the City of New York as a city planner, although I'm continuing to do some consulting work down here. And my husband is actually working 3 days a week up in New York, and my daughter is going to school in Charleston. I'm running for the board because I've been on the planning committee of the POA for the past 5 years or so, and I had told my colleagues on the board that in the event I moved down here full time, I would be interested in running for the board. I believe in contributing, you know, as a volunteer. I've been on our condominium board in New York. It's something I enjoy doing, and it's something I believe I have the skills for.
In your opinion, what do you think are the major issues facing Seabrook Island? How would you want to address them?
You know, I'm not on the board, so I'm not entirely sure if the POA board has their definition of, you know, two top issue or three or four top issues. What I can speak to is the issues that have been identified through the planning committee that I've been on. One of them is certainly resiliency, whether it's making sure our electrical system is hardened so that when we get storm surges, all of our transmitter boxes don't get flooded. Whether we're building our houses to the proper building code, those kinds of things in terms of resiliency, making sure our roads are, you know, getting raised if they need to get raised. And the other thing that the planning committee has really been focusing on is just telecommunications infrastructure. It's the service on the island, as I understand it from being on the planning committee, is somewhat spotty, whether it's internet service or cell service. And we've been working with Comcast and with AT&T just to understand when they'll be making upgrades and so on and so forth. So I guess I would continue to monitor what's going on in the planning committee, but in terms of how I would address these issues, were I to be elected, I would want to check in with the committees who are working on infrastructure issues in the case of resiliency, and then staying in touch with the planning committee as it relates to internet and telephone service.
Thank you. You spoke to your history as a city planner. Do you speak to that or any other unique skills or talents that you think you would bring to the board?
Well, I was a city planner for, I think, 29 years. I didn't quite make 30. I worked for the City of New York for 30 years, but I was a city planner, official city planner, for only 29 of those years. And one of the things I did as a city planner was attend community board meetings, because I represented the Department of City Planning to one of the city's 59 community boards, and I worked for a community board in Queens. And so 3 times a month, for 10 months a year, I went to community meetings and learned, probably after the very first meeting, you know, how to work with a diverse group of people. There were at least 50 members on the community board, and really how to listen to people, how to hear what what groups on different sides of the fence are saying, and how at the end of the day to bring everybody to some sort of consensus where everybody felt they at least won something. So I feel as if I have a really decent skill set in terms of working with people, and negotiating and listening and just being organized and tenacious and sticking with things, because often matters that come before our community board or matters that come before our property owners association take 1, 2, 3 years to get accomplished. It's been the same thing where I've been president of our condominium board up in New York. I've been working with the transit authority on getting something were placed on our building that they required us to take down. And it's probably taken 4 years to get it done. So it's just, again, tenacity, being really nice even when you want to not be nice, and just, you know, focusing on the end goal.
And finally, as I'm sure you're aware, the service on the board of directors for the POA is a pretty substantial time commitment. Can you speak to that and why you would want to make that choice?
Sure. I'm retired. I am doing some consulting work, but it's nowhere close to a full-time job. And I've got the time. You know, as I said, when I moved down here and retired, I was well aware that my time was going to be, you know, I still make time to play tennis, but most of my day is free. So I'm well aware of the time that's required to be on a board, and I'm very interested in serving that time to get things done.
Thank you so much for your time today, Penny.
Thank you.